tell us, what is the Nature Conservancy?
Well, the Nature Conservancy is a private, nonprofit conservation organization. It's not an affiliate of the federal government. It's not supported by tax dollars. It's supported by donations.
And one of the interesting things is that one way or another, we had preserved practically every type of natural habitat you can think of. We had coral reefs, we had swamps, we had mountains, we had deserts, on and on and on. The one big gap was a prairie. Harvey can explain this more fully. This had been talked about for decades, to have some sort of a prairie preserve. When we finally got to the development of what's now the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve in Oklahoma, it was the first big purchase the Nature Conservancy had ever made, 29,000 acres originally. It changed the whole philosophy of the Nature Conservancy. Previously, they bought just a few acres at a time to protect an endangered plant or frog or something like that. The Oklahoma Preserve was the first time that the Conservancy allowed a state to go beyond its own boundaries to raise money, because $15+ million was more than could be raised in Oklahoma alone. And it changed the Conservancy's philosophy so that now the Conservancy is involved with millions of acres all over the world in trying to conserve land and species. So it was more than just a big place in Oklahoma. It was a whole lifestyle change for the Conservancy. At this point, I would like to just mention a few people. There are a lot of people behind the creation of the Tallgrass Preserve in Oklahoma, but many people deserve credit. Four in particular I want to mention. Joe Williams, who was the chairman of the board of the National Nature Conservancy, as I recall the title, at the time this came up. Well, Joe Williams not only had company assets of his own, but being a nationally known businessman, he had the wherewithal to reach out to other businesses around the country and raise the money. We raised a third of the $15 million in Oklahoma. $15 million is a lot of money to raise. Without Joe, I don't think the project would have ever flown. Mary Barnard Lawrence, a member of the original Barnard family, who had been a cowgirl up there during the war doing the hard and dirty work when the men were off fighting, was very instrumental in getting the Conservancy and her family together at the time they were going to sell this. Frederick Drummond, whom you've interviewed, when Frederick does things, he does them big way. He's now a member of the State Conservancy Board. But when he gave his blessing, it was very, very important in Osage County, because the Drummond family is the great family of the Osage. And the fourth one is Harvey Payne, because not only was he director for 18-plus years, but his photography, his lectures, and the fact that the Conservancy was smart enough to appoint a local boy, he and his dad were well-known, well-respected in the county. If we'd brought in some zoot suit Easterner, it would have been much more difficult. As Harvey will tell you, when the thought was that this would be a national preserve, a federal government type of preserve, Harvey has a great quote. He said, "You could have come out for communism and been more popular." I think the fact that you had Harvey and Frederick Drummond, two well-esteemed locals, really made a huge difference in gaining acceptability.
How many acres in total now for the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve?
The preserve encompasses 40,000 acres, plus we have a conservation easement on an adjoining 6,000 acres. So we have 46,000 protected acres. Of those, we own or manage about 40,000.
It's all part of the geologically 5 million acres that runs from Osage County almost to the Nebraska line.
So the Kansas part is not what we're talking about.
No, we're not. Right.
But at one time, the original talk was to create a mega acreage, a national preserve, which would encompass both Oklahoma and Kansas. And that one fell apart, as Harvey can tell you.